Welcome into My Guys in the Desert. I'm Danielle Alvari, here with your hosts, Matt Eumanns and Tim Murray, and this is your starting five. We saw a great day of NFL action yesterday for week six. For BetMGM, the most bet on game was that Buccaneers-Packers game. The Buccaneers were 2-point dogs and yet were able to win and cover. Final score 38-10. Tim and Matt both had the Buccaneers here, and I had the Packers. Matt told me after the game that sometimes a bye week can be a bad thing for a team. What made you think that that was going to be a bad thing for the Packers?
That's been an angle of mine for a long time. You don't want to be a hot team going into a bye week, and
sure,
the Packers were essentially the hottest team in the league. The bye week can only be a negative at that point because it cools off a hot team. And Davante Adams, it was a benefit. He came back. But again, that's one thing I like to do. When a team is winning and is hot going into the bye, that's typically a bad thing. You want to bet against that team a lot of times on the way out. Plus, it was a better spot for the Buccaneers, who were off a bad loss in Chicago. There are a lot of factors appointed to the Bucs.
All right. Well, I should have listened to you on that one. Clearly, moving right along, we have a doubleheader tonight for Monday Night Football. One of those games is kicking off right now. It's weird to say Monday Night Football because here on the Pacific time, it's 2 p.m. But we have Chiefs-Bills. Both teams coming off a loss. Neither of them is hot right now. They're both 4-1. The Chiefs are coming off a loss to the Raiders. The Bills are fresh off a loss to the Titans, but they beat the Raiders the week before. 84% of the spread handle is on KC tonight. That's BetMGM. How do you see this one playing out?
Yeah, this is no surprise that Kansas City is being hammered right now. You look at Buffalo, last time we saw them, they got absolutely obliterated. A short week now to prepare for the Kansas City Chiefs, who are licking their wounds, losing to the Raiders at home. So you just have seen a steady steam on this number, getting up to 50 to 5.5 now. I was hoping personally that, Matt, the Bills would beat the Titans last Tuesday night. They'd be laying underneath a field goal, and then I would go in on the Chiefs. I have nothing on this game right now. Thought about maybe playing an under, but playing an under with Kansas City is not a very fun thing to do. But there's some ugly weather in Buffalo, so that was my only angle. But at the end of the day, I have nothing on this game.
Yeah, it's interesting. Buffalo typically is a lot like San Diego.
Warm. I know. That's where you go to vacation.
Like living on the coast?
Yeah.
Well, that's where you used to go to vacation. Buffalo, I go to San Diego. But, yeah, I don't have anything in this first game either. Like you, I was hoping the Bills, you know, if they were coming off a win at Tennessee, would be you would actually get a much shorter number here on the Chiefs, and that's not the case. At the South Point here, right before kickoff, 5.5 and 55.5 are the numbers. And I just don't really want to bet against the Chiefs in this spot, but I think the number is too high. And in fact, at six, I considered betting the Bills. But, you know, there are more options here, too. If the Chiefs score early, you could grab a much better number with the Bills on live wagering. So you don't have to jump in. So I might live bet this game as well. I'll tell Tim just to keep talking during the show, and I'll
put an
app and put in a bet. Yeah.
This is going to be Matt's going to be very focused on this show. Yeah, I'm going to be live betting this this game. So you got it.
Just keep talking.
Tim, take the wheel.
Tim, talk about Notre Dame's too deep, and I'm going to live bet this game.
So you guys were talking about that total at 55.5. 52% of the handle on the over for BetMGM. That's unusual. Usually you see it more on one side or the other. We really could see it go either way tonight, right? So when you're talking about in-game betting, what are you looking for before you get in?
Well, I think you got to really focus on this weather, you know, and I know Vinny will be in here an hour or two of the show, but, you know, is the wind a factor in this game? It's expected to rain the entire game. Could you see a wind with a factor? I mean, both of these quarterbacks, Matt, have two of the strongest arms in the NFL, so the wind may not play that big of a factor for the Chiefs or the Bills. But, yeah, that would be something to keep an eye on, this weather and whether or not, you know, these teams are, you know, having a difficult time with their footing, and you might be able to fire under if it looks early on like the weather is going to be an issue.
Danielle, little-known fact, strongest arms in the NFL, number one, Josh Allen, number two, Phillip Rivers, number three, Patrick Mahomes.
Based on what? They can measure that? That's Phillip just Matt Eumanns' rating system. All right, let's talk real quick about the second game tonight. We have Cardinals and the Cowboys. The Cardinals opened as 2.5-point favorites, and now the Cowboys might be the 1-point favorites, a pick 'em in some places. Which way do you see this one going?
Oh, this is beautiful. Played this last week. Cowboys plus 2.5. Love this spot for the Cowboys, and the money has just continued to steam in on the Cowboys. Now seeing them as a favorite. I just thought this was an overreaction. You've got the Cardinals playing their third straight road game. Andy Dalton is a capable quarterback. Leighton Vander Esch coming back. Love the Cowboys tonight.
We'll see how it goes. We, of course, have a lot more to talk about here on My Guys. We got NFL. We have the World Series starting tomorrow, so stick with us. We have more My Guys. To My Guys in the Desert. Happy Monday. I'm Danielle Avari. I'm here with your hosts, Matt Eumanns and Tim Murray. Today, we have a great show for you. We'll have Jimmy Vaccaro in the studio later today, and we'll have Lincoln Kennedy, who is the Raiders color commentator. But first, Matt, I got to talk to you about this World Series.
It's almost like you teed me up there, Danielle. Yeah. I looked at this opening line last night, Tim. You and I were texting about it, and the Westgate opened Dodgers minus 215. Whew. I bet the Dodgers in game 7 last night had to sweat bullets to get there, but it did. I think this series price is way too high. I'm going to quote Jen Mill Phil on Twitter, who's a very sharp baseball handicapper. And he said, I thought he actually worded this right. I don't know who's going to win this series. I do know that the Rays' chances of winning are certainly better than plus 175. I know that much. They're not some wild card team that just got hot. They won the most games in the American League this year. Now, another thing about the Rays, they won with small ball and pitching, Tim. In the American League Championship Series, they won with homers. They basically scored runs on homers and didn't play as much small ball. And Randy Arozarena hit about 370, and the rest of the Rays hit 190.
Yeah,
that's going to have to change in the World Series if the Rays are going to win it, but I like their starting staff better. And like Phil says, they're not some wild card team that just got hot. The Rays have been the best team in the American League the entire year. Out here at the South Point Sportsbook right before the show, plus 185 on the Rays.
Wow.
I have to take it. I'm going to take the Rays in the series just based on what I see as value. In a number, last week we sat here and VSiN Vinny projected the World Series price, if it's Dodgers-Rays, to be minus 150 or so, right, for the Dodgers. And I think the books have probably considerably more futures liability on the Dodgers. They want to draw some Rays money, which inflates the price a little bit. But I certainly did not expect to get plus 185 on Tampa, so I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm a bit surprised as well. We talked last week if it was a good opportunity, you know, with the Braves down or Braves up 2-0 to bet the Dodgers on the World Series at plus 350. And the reason being, here we are. It's the World Series, and they are, you know, a massive favorite at minus $2. So, yeah, I think the Dodgers lineup, certainly, you know, what we saw last night, the capabilities from 1 through 9, Matt, to take you deep, and really no easy out in that entire lineup, has to scare you. But when you look at a starting rotation of Blake Snell, Tyler Glasnow, and Charlie Morton, those guys, and remember, you know, one thing that with the Dodgers in the NLCS, Matt, that made me hesitant about the Dodgers was, well, if they're going to have to rely on their bullpen, they're in trouble. Mm-hmm. And now they were able to figure it out. Julio Urias was tremendous last night to close out that game with 3 scoreless innings. But this is a normal series. 2-off, 3-off, 2. Just like every other World Series that we've seen. So that's something to keep in mind. So now you can be a little bit more strategic. You're not going to have to go to that 5th starter. May not even have to go to that 4th starter. But then, Matt, you also have to wonder, too, if you're on the Dodgers, how much can you rely on Clayton Kershaw? Because he did not pitch well in game, what was it, game 5?
Game 5. That's been his bugaboo, actually, in historically, game 5. He gets rocked. How about Cody Bellinger? Did he injure himself celebrating a home run last night?
Well, him telling Scott Van Pelt last night that, I just popped my shoulder out. I had to go back in. And I'm like, what? He just dislocated his shoulder celebrating the home run. And, you know, I know the – and look, I love baseball. You love baseball. And I really had no issue with the celebration with him pimping that home run the way that he did. If you hit a home run in a 3-3 game in game 7 of the NLCS.
What you dream about as a kid.
You know, enjoy it. Yeah. You know, watch it. Flip your bat. That I was totally fine with that. I'm sure there were some grizzled, you know, baseball fans that were, you know, grinding their teeth over it. I had no issue with it because that is a little bit of fun. And it wasn't a July 17th game in the third inning that he's pimping a home run. No, it was game 7 of the NLCS. So go ahead and celebrate next time. Just don't pop your shoulder
out. Is that a shot at me, grizzled baseball fan? Get off my lawn.
No, you don't seem like an
old, grumpy old man.
No, you had a great Sunday, so you're happy.
I am. I don't want to brag about it, though. I need a big Monday, too. Every day. I try to win every day. You want to win every day.
Well, and we'll get to it, too. But, you know, we were texting last night, and I knew that you had a good day. I knew you were on the Bucks. I knew a couple of your other plays, but both you and I were on the Texans, and that was the first thing that you mentioned to me. You're like, I was on the Texans. Like, you still had a great day.
Talk about it in a minute. I was on Xander Schauffele too. But anyway, get back to that.
You're like a coach.
Get back to
always,
that.
Always remember the losses, never the wins.
The Rays are plus 185. I almost feel like if you don't have an investment in the Dodgers, you know, going into it, or you don't have a real strong opinion on the Dodgers, I almost feel like this is a bet you have to make.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, at that price, it is what would be a fair line? You know, we'll have Vinny.
Well, I thought Vinny's line last week
Dodgers minus 150.
Dodgers 150. I thought that was a more accurate number.
Yeah.
You know, so you get plus 185 right now at the South Point on the Rays. I didn't have a problem with Bellinger's celebration. I would say that, okay, that's not what every kid dreams of. When you're in the backyard as a kid, you don't say it's the American League or National League Championship Series. You say it's the World Series, right? So if you hit that in World Series Game 7, you're going crazy. No, but I don't have a problem with the celebration. That was a great series, great Game 7.
That was a lot of fun. I mean,
Dodgers come back from down 3-1, and the Rays almost blew a 3-0 lead to the Astros.
Yeah, and, you know, last night I certainly – If I had to make it a perfect game, Matt, I would have liked to see some starting pitching go a little bit deeper. But this is the way baseball is now, and the Dodgers had a bubble gummit all the way to the end, and somehow they figured it out. You know, Dustin. I mean, there was some poor base running there by the Braves that just ran themselves out of it. I don't know how that play, Nick Markakis coming home, the double play that turned out. But, I give a lot of credit to the Dodgers. They fought, and Urias was tremendous to close that game out, 3 perfect innings of relief. I did have to make a joke. I'm like, when is Dave Roberts going to call in Clayton Kershaw? What could possibly go wrong with Clayton Kershaw coming in out of the bullpen? Yeah.
Dave Roberts has a knack for hitting the wrong buttons. But Dodgers get there. They're back in the World Series. And, you know, the Dodgers have not won a World Series since 1988, before Tim Murray was born. The Rays have never.
I was alive.
Were you?
Yeah, I was one.
Okay. Danielle wasn't born yet. The Rays have never won a World Series. They were last there in 2008.
Yep.
So I love this matchup. Obviously, it's the top seeds in each league, and some people were hoping it would be the Yankees and Dodgers, but I think Rays-Dodgers is a great matchup. Game 1, Tuesday night. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, but I'm taking Rays plus 185 in the series. All right, now let's get to it. This bothered me all day yesterday. Fortunately, I was winning other games, so it helps. And I got lucky, a little bit lucky in the Eagles game. I made a bad play on the Eagles before the number went up, and
that was
luck.
Sitting here last night, yesterday, Matt, and seeing that number balloon to 10, I didn't ultimately play it, but I thought that was way too high for the Eagles to be getting 10 at home.
And they were down 30-14 on the verge of getting blown out.
Yep.
They come back and actually have a chance to tie the game and lose 30-28. So that was a lucky cover if you had the Eagles, and unlucky if you bet the Ravens on a teaser. It blew up, I think, a lot of tickets for a lot of people. That the Ravens only won that game by 2. But anyway, let's get the Texans and Titans. A lot to talk about here because the analytics experts were praising Romeo Crennel for going for 2 with 150 left, up by 7. On Twitter, it was a heated debate. A lot of people thought it was a stupid move. Kick the extra point. Go up by 8. At that point, it was 36-29. Well, the Titans end up winning the game 42-36 in overtime. I had Titans plus 3.5.
Me too.
That was my one loser yesterday.
Texans plus 3.5.
Yeah, excuse me. Texans plus 3.5. Titans get to win 42-36 and win by 6 in overtime.
And Deshaun Watson, if you watched the coin toss going into overtime, he knew. He had a ticket. He had Texans plus 3.5 because he said, it's over. We're not getting the ball. There's no chance. And that's exactly what happened.
Well, I think Romeo Crennel knew that too. So here's the thing. I was talking with a friend who had a big bet on Texans plus 4 at like $5,000 on Texans plus 4. I said, if they don't win the toss in overtime, I don't know what you can do to hedge this bet, but you got to get out because if they don't win the toss, the game's over. They're going to lose by six. They can't stop them. They can't stop the Titans. And I'm not crazy about the decision to go for two, but I'm not against it because I felt like Romeo Crennel knew that his defense could not stop the Titans. And you'd say, well, yeah, but they still have to get the two-point conversion, right? If you kick it and go up eight, then the Titans would still have to – you would be up 37-29. They would still have to get the two. You'd say, well, you take your chances. He decided to put the ball in Deshaun Watson's hands and take his chances and say, hey, if you get the two, the game's over. We win. He knew his defense was gassed. I kind of sensed it, too. I said, they're not going to stop the Titans. This game's going to overtime. We're going to get screwed. I don't think you liked the decision to go for two.
I didn't like it. However, I won't, scream about it. I understand. And John McClain, who's covered the Texans forever and has been covering the NFL, he said, people ripping Crennel for going for two to win at Tennessee aren't taking into account how horrendous his defense is. Texans can't stop a clock. Give me Watson at the two to win rather than defense trying to stop a TD and a two-point conversion any day. This defense is awful. And, I understand that. Now, if I were Romeo Crennel, I would have kicked the extra point and played the odds that they've got to score a touchdown, which, by the way, you could debate whether or not A.J. Brown's ankle or his shin hit inbounds before his knee hit out of bounds. It was debatable there.
I think he was in. I had a bet on the Texans. I think he was in. Yeah. I'm not going to cry about that.
No, I think it was bang, bang. It was called a touchdown on the field. You got to keep it that way. But I was listening to Mitch and Paulie this morning, and I'm sure other people have brought that up as well. I mean, the two-point conversion actually worked. He was wide open. Jeffrey Simmons just made a good play to put his hand up and deflect the pass away. The crossing pattern was there, and it would have made it 38-29. That was brutal. And another thing, Mike Vrabel getting a lot of credit, another kind of ninja-like move. He did one last year with the delay of games against the Patriots. He threw a 12th man out there to stop the clock and give the Texans a first down, and that was a brilliant move by Mike Vrabel to save 40 seconds of clock, and he needed all of those seconds because they scored the game-tying touchdown with 4 seconds to go.
Yeah, going back to what you were saying there about the pass by Watson batted down on the two-point conversion, I don't like to be a second guesser. And, if Watson completes that pass and they go up nine, everybody praises for them. Aggressive move. Put the game out of reach, won the game. That's why I didn't really have a problem with it because I'm like you and like Crennel. I thought their defense was just gassed and they weren't going to stop the Titans.
Yeah. I mean, once again, I would have kicked the extra point, but I can't fault Romeo Crennel for trying to end the game because, that defense was terrible. And Derrick Henry, I think, at maybe should be limited to only 15 carries per game. It's not fair. I mean, it really isn't fair.
You know, the example of how bad that defense was at the end was the two-point conversion, the touchdown in overtime by the Titans.
Right.
Wildcat, direct snap to Henry. That play never works anymore. And he just walks into the end zone. Give me a break. This is from ESPN Stats and Info. Derrick Henry recorded his third career game with 200 rushing yards and two rushing touchdowns in the victory over the Texans. It's tied for the most such games by any player in NFL history, joining Jim Brown, Barry Sanders, and LT, Ladainian Tomlinson. Anytime you're in a sentence with Jim Brown, you're a stud. Derrick Henry does it yesterday. We had the quote from Romeo Crennel up there, too, on going for 2 points. I wanted to put it out of reach. And you know what? I looked up ESPN's mathematical model. If the Texans had kicked the extra point, they had the 98.1% chance of winning. If they went for two, they had a 98.2% chance of winning. So the analytics don't say you have to do this or have to do that, as some people on Twitter were claiming, right?
Yeah, so it is, and it's kind of indicative of, and now, for NFL purposes, I'm sure the NFL preferred the Titans to win that game. Now you get an undefeated showdown next week. You got Steelers and Titans in Nashville, a bunch of undefeated teams. So it's a really, really exciting matchup. By the way, scoreless and the weather, Josh Allen 0 for his first four completion, throwing the ball today, and Patrick Mahomes 1 for 4. So far it's Allen scrambles for a first down on 3rd and 9 there.
I think he got it. Did he step out of bounds a half yard short? We're going to have to see a replay of this, like almost every play in the NFL now is replayed. But 3rd and 9, here he is, tight roping the sideline.
Yeah, I think he got it.
I don't know. Did that right foot go out? That's actually a close call there. Check his right foot and see if it hits the boundary right there. See it? I don't know if it went out.
But anyway, if you have a first touchdown bet on this game, nothing has come home. It's scoreless.
Right. No score. And if you bet the over, you're not happy.
No.
The live total is coming down as we speak. And plenty of props up on this game and the second game tonight, which is Cardinals with Cowboys. Tim and I are both on the Cowboys in this one tonight. We'll talk about that one in a second. You talked about the Titans and Steelers here in week 7. That's the marquee matchup. Bucks Raiders is going to be a great game, too.
Yep.
Bucks Raiders on Sunday Night Football in Las Vegas. Tampa Bay is a 3-point favorite, 2.5 here at the South Point right now. And then the Steelers and Titans, that's an early kickoff. Steelers anywhere from 1.5 to 2.5-point favorites in Nashville, total of 52.5. Pittsburgh came through for me big yesterday. And there was an injury that's going to hurt the Steelers defense.
Yeah,
Devin Bush tore his ACL, obvious season-ending surgery. So he's out, but like I always say, football is a game of attrition. Next guy up, every team suffers injury losses, but that's one that's going to set the Steelers. But their defense is playing great.
Yeah, that's going to hurt them. But you know, like we talked about on the show last week, they got after Baker Mayfield, and Kevin Stefanski ultimately took him out of the game. Said, "I just didn't want him to get hit anymore."
Right.
1 for 12 on third downs, 0 for 3 on fourth. Steelers defense was great yesterday.
All right, we'll come back. Quick break here on My Guys in the Desert. We will update the Chiefs-Bills game and take a look at more week 7 lines in the NFL.
DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and new customers receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Use promo code VSIN when you sign up and start betting with the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's that easy. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code VSIN, and get up to $1,000 as a sign-up bonus. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit the DraftKings Sportsbook for full details. Matt.
All right, thanks, Danielle. Let's continue looking at NFL week 7. We talked about the top two games. That is, obviously, Pittsburgh at Tennessee. Steelers minus 1.5 to 2.5 is the number, total of 52.5. Those are unbeaten teams, Tim, in the AFC. How do you rank – Amal Shaw asked me this yesterday. How do you rank the top teams in the AFC? I assume you're going to start with the Chiefs. And then where would you rank the Ravens, Steelers, Titans, and maybe any other contenders?
Real quickly, Buffalo did just take a 3-0 lead, so a 48-yard field goal. Buffalo takes an early 3-0 lead. The total at DraftKings, checking it right now, 49.5 is the live in-game total. That went off at 55.
What's the weather look like to you? Because it's wet out there.
It's raining.
Like, yeah, it's raining.
It's raining. It's
I can't tell
upper,
how hard it's
upper
raining.
Upper 40s. I don't think it's pouring, but you know, looking at the weather, I think it's going to rain pretty much throughout the game. The wind, I thought it was like just under 10 miles per hour, so I don't know if the wind is going to be that big of an factor, but Josh Allen, 2 for 9. So far in this game, just 15 yards, and on 3rd and 7, sailed a screen pass.
His arm strength.
No, he's got great arm strength.
Very impressive.
Yeah, that was huge arm. I would rank right now, Matt. It would be Chiefs, Steelers, Ravens, and you got to put the Titans in there. I would put the Titans there at 4, and the way Tannehill is playing, look, Derrick Henry is a a monster. But if you just look at the numbers blindly of Ryan Tannehill, he's up there among some of the elite quarterbacks we talk about week in and week out since, you know, he took things over. But for Pittsburgh, you know, the weapons that they have offensively for Ben Roethlisberger to throw to, Chase Claypool scores another touchdown yesterday on a reverse, Juju Smith-Schuster, you know, they've got a good balance there, Matt. And then defensively, they're just able to wreak havoc getting after you. It's just nonstop with Watt and Dupree and Tuitt. The Bush loss is going to be big though, but the next two games, we're going to learn a lot about the Steelers at the Titans and then the Ravens. Mm-hmm. And remember, that's because the schedule got all tweaked, moved around because of the Titans' positive COVID test. But, yeah, right now, if I had to do it, I would say Chiefs, Steelers, Ravens, and then Titans.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. And the Steelers could be on the way up in those rankings, but all that stuff's going to sort itself out. But those are the teams you have to make.
And what about Buffalo? I mean, Buffalo.
Well, I don't have Buffalo up there yet. I want to see how the Bills play today. I mean, I felt like they were a little bit overrated or overvalued. And then they go to Nashville last week and get blown out. Obviously, that game got away. The score was a little bit misleading. But I'm still not convinced. Josh Allen looks good.
I know.
I'm just not completely convinced yet on Josh Allen. And the Bills and the defense, if you look at the Bills' defensive numbers, are not what they were in the past. But today's game is going to tell us a lot about the Buffalo Bills, too. And like Tim Murray said, it is 3-0. That was an 11-play drive by the Bills, results in a field goal. If you bet the over, you're in trouble because it's raining in Buffalo, and these offenses look like they're a little bit slow to get warmed up right now. These teams don't look like they're into the game yet. They haven't found a rhythm offensively, and it's a very slow starting game. Coming up later in this hour, we have a great show today. Jimmy Vaccaro is going to join us here in about 5 minutes to talk NFL Week 6 and Week 7, and obviously the two games on Monday night. And Lincoln Kennedy, who is Brent Musburger's co-host, Brent, the radio voice of the Raiders, in the booth with Lincoln Kennedy every week, except this past weekend when the Raiders had a bye. Brent's on the way back to town. Lincoln Kennedy is going to join us in a couple minutes, Raiders color commentator. That'll be at 2:45. And then VSIN Vinny in the studio with us at 3. We'll talk more college football, World Series, as well as the NFL, but mostly NFL here in the first hour. Any other game, Tim, in Week 7 that you are intrigued by? I don't know about the Packers off a loss going to Houston. Is there anything else in Week 7 that you say, that's a game I got to see, aside from Steelers, Titans, and Buccaneers, Raiders?
I'll say one that intrigues me a little bit, Matt, is Seattle, Arizona. We'll see Seattle, another one of the few unbeaten. Seattle goes to Arizona. We'll see how they play tonight. Both Matt and I are on Dallas, but Seattle at Arizona coming off a bye. That'll be an interesting spot.
Yeah, and Jimmy Vaccaro is going to talk about that game when he comes in studio next. Cardinals-Cowboys, the second game on Monday night. We'll take a quick break here on My Guys in the Desert. Back in a couple minutes.
Some huge news. On Tuesday, October 27th, we will be live streaming the entire Circa grand opening event exclusively on vsin.com. Starting at 10 p.m. Eastern and going all through the night, leading up to the first broadcast of Follow the Money from our new studios inside the Circa Sportsbook at 7 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday, October 28th. That's 12 hours of live insider coverage from the Circa grand opening event on the 27th and 28th, all for free on vsin.com. Join Derek Stevens, Mike Palm, the vsin team, and a guest list full of Las Vegas icons and celebrities for all the festivities starting at 10 p.m. Eastern, all for free, only on vsin.com. Matt.
All right, Tim, give us an update. The Chiefs have found the end zone.
They have. The play is under review. It does look like Travis Kelce was in before he went down. A very quick drive in answer to the field goal. And if you had Travis Kelce to score the first touchdown, as you see on the screen right there, plus 750. But it has not been confirmed yet, but I have I have confirmed it.
Okay, Tim Murray confirms the touchdown. Chiefs will lead 6-3, pending the extra point. You never know; they might go for.
They might go for two. Who knows?
Jimmy Vaccaro. When I walked in the studio here, there was a line out there right before kickoff, and it looked like you closed Chiefs -5.5, total of 55.5. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. We blinked the six. Chris put it up there for a while, and we actually got some money back at plus the six just to take care of some of the liability there. But, we'll see what happens. You know what? Again, you guys see this as much as I do. It's incredible the amount of business that's been going on since the beginning of this football season.
Right.
I have never seen nothing like it. As we talk about every Monday, the previous Sunday, we did more than the previous week. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And it wasn't like so many huge bets yesterday. It was just ticket after ticket and play after play. And here we are, obviously, going into, week 5 and 6, and it looks like there's no letting up right now. So from a bookmaker's aspect, and obviously being a brick-and-mortar place, it really, really does wonders for your casino during the weekend.
What about this game? Sorry, quickly, do you have a decision here that matters to you?
Yeah, well, obviously we opened the game, 4.5, way back when. And just through the entire week, it was always Chiefs, 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 although the total only went up a point, I believe, from 54.5 to 55.5. But with the Monday game, it really makes for a great ending of the week because you have the 4 o'clock or the 2 o'clock start with this one, and then what'll happen now? You'll see another line about a half hour before the second game starts. And you know what, guys? It's really not going to let up. I mean, we start the Big Ten this week.
Yeah, we do.
Which really, really, you talk about getting into second gear. This is what it's going to push on. So, and what it does from our aspect again is you usually have what you would call a relatively dead December. It won't be dead this year because those last 4 weeks, it'll all be determining who gets to the championship game. So you can't really, really bitch about anything if you're a bookmaker and with these days.
Yeah, December 5th, December 12th, and now those championship games are on December 19th. So it should really should be some great college football. We're talking to Jimmy Vaccaro. Tonight, Dallas, we've seen a lot of line movement. You guys opened Dallas +2.5?
Yeah.
And now have them laying a point?
Mm-hmm. So, it's the same thing. When you get to the 2, 1.5, and 1, sometimes there's not as much money as you think because you skip the pick because obviously the pick really, nothing really happens with the pick. So, what we're seeing is, just like in any other book, you might see a late charge on either side here. So it makes for a good ending. Make no mistake about it. And it's still the Dallas Cowboys, even though the youngster's not going to play. And now the big thing is what do you think? Can Andy Dalton pick up the slack here, Mr.
I think
Yeomans?
He can, because when he came in relief in the last game against the Giants, he was 9-for-11 for 111 yards, led the game-winning drive. Let's face it. We talked about this with Chris Andrews over the summer. Dalton was probably the number one backup quarterback in the NFL because he's a veteran. Sure. He went to the playoffs 5 straight years. Sure. I also think, Jimmy, just philosophically, the Cowboys might be a little better off. And it's strange to say that, but I'm just going to say they're going to change their offense a little bit where they're going to go back to Zeke Elliott and run the ball a little bit more and try to control the clock. You got to do something to keep that terrible Dallas defense off the field. And they've been running a fast-paced offense with Dak, and the defense has been on the field too much. I think running Zeke is one way to help out that defense. It might be that change in philosophy actually could help the Cowboys. But we'll see. If Zeke's getting 1 yard a carry, that's not going to work. But the Cardinals are not a great defensive team. Have you seen much on the total? Believe it or not, Jimmy, the Cardinals have not gone over the total in any game this season, 0-4-1, and that total is 56 tonight.
No, I didn't see any of that. I didn't follow it that close watching the totals for this week and looking at it again this morning, but didn't really sink in. Just like another both totals went up at 55.5 with the games tonight. Mm-hmm. So what I put up for Sammy Hagar was 55? He can't drive.
Jimmy, how did you guys do yesterday looking at Buccaneers beat the Packers, Falcons beat the Vikings, Broncos beat the Patriots. So how did you guys do yesterday?
Very simple. Saturday was very good. Sunday was the best Sunday we had for the entire season so far. Answering a lot of questions to a lot of people this morning, it was as you just said, it wasn't one huge, big game.
Right.
it just fell into place. You know, everything seemed to work our way, where we knocked out the parlay team, or then we let the favorite one here, wasn't bad because the smarts took the dog on her. So it was the best Sunday we've had for the year so far.
Interesting. A lot of home dogs coming in yesterday. Eagles, Buccaneers, last night the 49ers. Jimmy, how about this ticket you put out on Twitter? Colts on the money line, -360, 36,000 to win 10,000. And that better, let's say, had to sweat that one out. The Colts win 31-27.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious when you bet those money lines. Naturally, it's the same thing. All we ask you to do is win the game. But in this case, it was 24-0 or 24-7.
Oh, the Bengals were
early on.
Yeah, it was 21-0 for sure.
And then he threw that ill-advised pass at the end of the game.
I mean, that Vikings ticket, you might as well just throw gasoline on that ticket, because, I mean, goodness.
36,000 on the Vikings at -180, never had a chance. Oof.
No, he never had a chance. Have any of you, I know what your answer is going to be, but like, I've been doing this my entire life. I have never seen a team as bad as the Jets.
But we said it last year, Jimmy, about the Dolphins, those first 5-6 games. We said, this is the worst team we've ever seen, bet everything. And then you see the Dolphins shut out those Jets year later.
I understand all of that. I mean, the Jets totals, I was telling Chris, I said, Chris, you might as well go to 14 now, because there's not one. There ain't a smart guy from here to Jupiter that's going to take the dog.
No.
They're just pathetic. What, they had like 2 rushing yards in the first half of the game yesterday? Yeah. 2? Me and Matt would have had 3.
Do you have the 0-16 Jets prop up?
Talked about it just now. I think, Chris, we're going to come up with a number and put it up. But why not? And you know what? You know, don't be like, oh, man, I'm going to lay 6-1. They're going to win the game. Yeah. They're horrendous.
They're terrible.
Can't do anything.
All right, that's Jimmy Vaccaro from the South Point Sportsbook. Stop in again this week, all right? We have a lot to talk about. Quick break. Lincoln Kennedy, Brent Musburger's radio partner, up with us next.
This weekend, get ready for all big games with BetRivers Sportsbook. Take advantage of Big Return Special, make your first deposit of $50, and get $100 in free bets in exchange. If you're already a member, you can enjoy all our daily special bets exclusively on BetRivers.com. As always, get great customer service and only one-time playthrough at BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. First-time depositors and new users only, must be 21 or older, playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. In Colorado, call 1-800-522-4700. Playable in New Jersey as Play Sugar House. This is My Guys in the Desert. I'm Danielle Avari, here with Matt Humans and Tim Murray.
All right, ready to welcome in Lincoln Kennedy, former NFL offensive tackle, one of the greats, and at LKennedy72 on Twitter, Raiders color commentator with Brent Musburger, the voice of the Raiders. And Tim Murray, my co-host, just asked me, Lincoln, did you relocate to Las Vegas like the Raiders franchise, or do you still live in the Bay Area?
No, actually, I live in Phoenix, guys.
Oh, okay.
It's an hour's flight, so it's a simple commute for me. One desert to another, you know, happy desert afternoon to you guys. How about that?
All right. Hey, thanks for jumping on. We've got plenty of NFL topics we want to hit you with. First one is going to be obvious. Tampa Bay at Las Vegas this week. That's one of the top 2 games on the Week 7 schedule in the NFL. Bucks off the big win over the Packers. Previous to that, it was Tom Brady looking bad on a Thursday night. So the Bucks respond from a bad loss to get a big win over the Packers, and the Raiders have had a bye week. Sometimes, Lincoln, I think the bye can be a negative for a hot team. How do you view this matchup? Tampa Bay -2.5 or 3 at Las Vegas this week, total of 53.
Well, first of all, I'll pose a question to you guys. Isn't it funny how the quarterback gets all the credit and all the blame in a loss and all the credit in a win? Mm-hmm. The fact is that Brady comes out of that game, and everybody wants to say Brady versus Rodgers. And actually, it was the Tampa Bay defense that shut down Rodgers, and they got after him pretty quickly and efficiently. Now, Brady made some great throws, as any Hall of Famer would, but the fact is that Brady played a decent enough game on the back of that defense to really stomp the Packers into the mud. So coming off of this bye, you know, I've been telling everybody in every medium that I've had that this defense is something to be accounted for. People took that Thursday loss to the Bears as a method of, I guess, moment of vulnerability for the Bears. And then they turned around and put it back in their favor 1 week later. But to answer your question, for the Raiders, I think the bye is essential because they've had so many injuries at this early part of the season, like a lot of teams. It would be good to try to see if they can get some of their playmakers back.
Lincoln, when you look at this Raiders team, the offense, for the most part, has been pretty consistent. And you mentioned health. You know, we see Henry Ruggs healthy again against the Chiefs, and he goes and gets a 72-yard touchdown strike. And that's why he was drafted 12th overall by this franchise. How do you see this defense stacking up against Tampa Bay? Are they getting healthy enough? Because that really has been the big bugaboo so far this year for the Raiders.
Well, I think it was a good sign that they had a better turnout in the second half of the Kansas City game, the Raiders' big win in Kansas City a week ago. And so I think that's a good sign for them moving forward. And look, the thing is that Tampa Bay has enough weapons, you know, not only at quarterback or receivers and running back as well. And if there's any, if there's one light hole that can be, you know, used against them, if you want to look at it that way, it would probably be their offensive line, though they played well against Green Bay. I would say this, that coming back, this is going to be a shootout again, and as is most of the games for the Raiders this season. I've said that they've got to score at least 30 points in order to be, you know, in a place to win, and this is not going to be any different. This is going to be another high-scoring affair, in my opinion.
Total is set right now at 53.5, depending on where you look, and Tampa Bay.
Take the over.
And Tampa Bay laying 2.5, 3 in some spots. We're talking to Lincoln Kennedy, who is the Raiders analyst, and, you know, something Matt and I, Lincoln, were talking about, and you've had the chance to see the Chiefs, see the Bills, see the Patriots. I don't know if they stack up in this, but, you know, how would you power rate the AFC right now? Let's just say 1 through 4 with the way the Steelers are playing, with the way the Titans are playing, and of course, the team playing right now in the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, you guys didn't tell me there was going to be a test today. with that being said, I would say, look, I'm taking my hats off to the Kansas City Chiefs first and foremost as the top team. I know Boston last week against the Raiders, and they seem to have their hands full of a 7-3 score against the Bills right now, but I think they'll take care of business. I think they're the top tier. I think they're the team that everybody's looking at, mainly because, look, they can turn it on. With that quarterback and that offense, they can turn it on versus anybody. Maybe there's a chink in the armor, if you will, on how to beat them and how to defend it. Maybe we'll have to see how the rest of the season plays out. But the thing is that I think they're the top. They're the best. And then second, I'm going to take my hat off to the Tennessee Titans. I think they picked up a lot where they had last year. You know, those two teams, the Chiefs and the Titans, faced each other in the AFC Championship game for a chance to go to Super Bowl. And I think that the Titans have really picked up, especially being undefeated. It'll be interesting to see what happens when they take on the Steelers soon. And then after that, you know, with the Bills are in that comment, I haven't really had a chance to really break it down to think about the overall power rankings, but I do put the Bills there. And I think, you know what, the Raiders have earned a spot within the top five. They might be rounded out of the five if you think about some of the other teams in there, like Pittsburgh or stuff like that, to depending on how you want to order. But I think the Raiders have deserved enough to say that they're in the conversation, mainly because they have an offense that can score points.
And they have big-time victories over the Saints and the Chiefs, right? I mean, that counts for something. Yeah. Lincoln Kennedy with us. How about let's stick with the Titans quickly, because yesterday was a little bit of a debate about whether or not Romeo Crennel should have made the two-point conversion call when it was 36-29. What did you think in that case, and did you disagree with his decision to go for two when he was up 7 to try to put the game away against the Titans with 1:50 left?
Yeah, here's the thing. You can always second guess when it comes back and bites you in the butt. I mean, he would look like a genius if he made it. And of course, he looks like a failure because he missed it. But the thing is that I've seen a number of coaches this year. I think Zimmer in the game with Seattle and Minnesota in Seattle, I thought overthought it. You know, we're in a phase, guys, where there are a lot of people who pay attention to analytics. I've never been one of those people. I'm one of those guys that the psych test, don't overthink it. You know, you do what's right. And like when it comes to going for two, you only go for two when you have to. I know there are people out there who would argue with that, those numbers be geek. So I'm not going to second guess Romeo Crennel. I think that sometimes you have the momentum and you want to try to think, you want to try to take advantage of it. They had the momentum, obviously, and they had faith in the defense that they weren't going to be able to go down the score and get a 2-point conversion if they had got it. So it's fascinating to see that what happens when you miss it and you're not able to take advantage. But I'm not going to second guess them.
No, I'm not either. If the pass doesn't get batted down, Deshaun Watson has an easy pitch and catch completion. Texans are up 9, yeah, and the game's over. And people.
Yeah, but if was a fifth, there we'd all be drunk, right?
Yeah, no, that's true. I've heard that. I agree with that. I also think Lincoln that Romeo Crennel knew his defense was gassed, really couldn't stop the Titans at that point, which is why he was trying to put the game away. All right, so we've seen two teams play extremely well immediately after making coaching changes. One is the Texans, the other is the Falcons. Lincoln, what's going to happen with the New York Jets? This prop is up. Will the Jets go 0-16? They were shut out yesterday 24-0. Do you think the Jets will win a game?
I have a hard time figuring out where they're bad. I mean, they're really bad.
Right.
And you know what? What's the thing is that, you know, Sam Darnold will probably fall on the sword. They'll probably say, well, we got to go after Trevor Lawrence and, you know, a change. And it really hasn't been enough. It really hasn't given a fair shake to Sam for what it's worth. I mean, since he's been there, what weapon does he have? What have you surrounded him with? Well, he'll fall on the sword. But anyways, the bigger question, and I'm wondering if Vegas has any insight to this because they have handicappers and people who know things that general public doesn't know. Does Adam Gase have pictures or something like that, incriminating evidence? Because I want to know how he still has a job. And more importantly, how did he go from one team in the division where he didn't do anything in Miami to another team in the division where he has things. So I'm still wondering if he's got pictures or, you know, the something that's evidence against people in New York.
I've said the same thing. A lot of people saying, how has he not been fired? I said, how did he ever get hired?
Right. And look at the quarterback guys that left Miami. Ah, Ryan Tannehill's a bum. He can't play. Yeah. Well, now he's playing like an MVP, and Adam Gase has turned Sam Darnold into a pumpkin. Hey, Lincoln, before we let you run, your thoughts on the nightcap. It was really tough to see Dak Prescott go down the way that he did. Yeah. Andy Dalton will step in and stepped in and played well against the Giants. Looks like the Cowboys are a slight favorite tonight. Looks like laying 1. How do you see this game playing out tonight? Cowboys hosting the Cardinals.
Well, first of all, I really feel bad for Dak because, well, I have to say it relatively. I mean, he's going to get $31 million. And he's going to be picked up by somebody, even if the Cowboys let him go. But you just feel bad when somebody who's trying to do everything they can to help a franchise succeed go down that way. But I do think that the Cowboys are a mess in their own selves. I don't know if Andy Dalton's going to be the answer, but they've got weapons. They've just got to find a defense that plays better. And, hey, when you talk about possible shootouts, you're going to have to look at the Cowboys because their defense really can't stop anybody. And I don't even think they really want to stop anybody when their safety comes out and says, you can't expect us to do all 70 plays at full speed. Well, yes, I can. That's why you're being paid to be out there. But that's neither here nor there. So with that being said, I like the Cardinals. I think the Cardinals are coming on strong and a part of one of the better divisions in football in the NFC West. So I like the Cardinals to take tonight's game.
All right, Cowboys 0-5 against the spread. Now, Brent Musburger's on record, Lincoln, as loving home dogs. And we already talked about this game a little bit, but what about the Raiders +3 this week? Would you be on that side? Would you take the field goal with the Raiders against the Bucs?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I said take the over. If he gets in the shootout, I like the Raiders' chances. So take the over.
All right. There you go, Tim.
Taking the over.
South Point at 2.5. Most books in Vegas at 3. Lincoln Kennedy, Raiders color commentator at LKennedy72 on Twitter. Hey, thanks a lot for the time today, Lincoln. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys. Be well.
All right. So he's saying take the Raiders +3 and over the total.
53.5.
53. Well, you can find 53. Yeah, you always going to look for the best number. Westgate's got 53 out there right now.
And a quick update. The Bills have responded. Very nice. Uh-oh. Pitch and catch.
Patrick Mahomes just fumbled a snap, but he recovered it.
Josh Allen touchdown to Stephon Diggs. A pass interference in the end zone. Then Diggs in the corner. Toe drag. 10-7. Bills with the lead.
All right, so the live total is
looks like 57 at DraftKings.
Yeah, back up. It dropped all the way to 48.5 Now back up to 57. 10-7 Bills. A lot of time left. 10.5 minutes in the second quarter. Second hour, VSiN Vinny stops in studio. We have a lot of NFL college football betting talk, and we will also hit on the World Series again.